All right, Kiss Army, welcome to the Kiss FAQ podcast. Thank you for giving us your time today and letting us into your head. I hope we don't do any damage. This is a Kiss-related podcast by the board for the board. We hope that you enjoy.
Join the Kiss FAQ YouTube channel. Member perks include exclusive song story demo bites, songs of the moment with contextual introductions, document and merchandise dives, Kiss FAQ board topic reaction videos, early access to channel content, and hopefully lots more. Click the join button on the Kiss FAQ YouTube channel or follow this link.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the show. We've got the full panel here today. We got Lonnie, St. Louis Kiss.
What's up?
We got boys? Marcus Almighty, Mark.
Greetings.
We've got an international special guest from the farthest north of anyone, Wheeze, Daniel.
Hello.
And the voice of reason, Ken.
From the depths of hell.
From the depths of hell, indeed. So thank you to everyone who's joining us live. Ronnie Parker, Max, Jason Leonard. I thought you were on a cruise. What the hell are you doing on the chat? Bill Phelps, Justin Hell, Kiss Rocks 57, Brian Foster, Titania Bell, G Chup, all the members of the YouTube channel. Your support of the channel is, as always, appreciated. This past week, we went live with the Room Service song story. That's going to be the last one for a little bit because I'm still trying to write the rest of the series. So I do appreciate everyone who's given feedback on that. Even better when you share it. That really helps me. So thank you very much for your support of that. Where are my fucking notes? I've already sworn. I'm sorry. We're supposed to be family friendly.
Ugh.
So Asylum off the soundboard. It is back in stock. It comes and goes depending on t-shirt availability and whether people's putting the product in their cart and food stamps crashing puts that stock back into availability eventually. So it is currently available. I'm going to crank through this news so that we can get to the topics because we had to change the show around at the very last minute because of news overnight. So Kiss Army Spain is back with another one of their fantastic publications. These guys put together incredible full color glossy printed really sexy publications, and their fan club membership for this year is going to be a celebration of the Gene Simmons Band 2024 European tour. And just to flip through what they have promoted on that, it comes with all the sort of stuff that I really love: stats, sets, and they've got photos, which I don't often do in my stuff. So these guys have a lot of attention to detail. They deliver great quality product. I'm not paid to show for them. I'm doing this of my own volition because of my excitement of some of the things that they've done in the past, the Paul Stanley publication, Madison Square Garden, and they've done others. So Kiss Army Spain, muy bien. Absolutely fantastic, the stuff that you do. So if you're interested in that, you can find them on Facebook. If I remember, I will put a link in the description. And if I can find the link right now, I'll throw it in the chat. So other news relating to Gene Simmons this week is not so good. Mm-hmm. And Ken and I will not be going to Roanoke Park and the lovely Grattan Resort and Casino to see Gene Simmons, but neither will a lot of other people who had shows scheduled in April and May. A whole plethora, and that's a big word, like gymnasium, of shows have been canceled for whatever reason. Christina, who works with Gene on the bass side of things and the bass experiences, did post that it wasn't related to Gene's health that the cancellations have taken place. They're going to be rescheduled, hopefully in 2026. And she gave a whole bunch of other reasons for you to insert your own excuse for Gene canceling this. And mine, I think he wants to spend more time in the gymnasium or in front of the mirror looking at a powerful and attractive man, which he certainly isn't going to get looking at a bunch of Kiss fans from the stage. So there you go. Hopefully those dates will get rescheduled because I was really looking forward to that. I am disappointed, but no temper tantrums are needed. All right, let me just quickly check my notes one last time before we move on. Mark, how's your record? Are you shipping?
Not yet. Everything is there. Just waiting for them to press the record and
wrap it all up and send it back. We are this close to being done. Oh, one thing quickly. Now, thank you for actually bringing me up for a second here, because on Monday, there's a very well-respected channel called The Prog Corner. He does he specializes in all things prog. He does all kinds of specials on different bands, progressive bands from around the world. And he's doing a whole segment on me on Monday on his channel. So The Prog Corner, Project Gemini. So if you want to check it out, it'll be on Monday on The Prog Corner.
Nice. Congratulations on that. The other news from the channel this week was I did a print version of Kiss at the Beacon for people who like to read all the reviews that were part of the multimedia part. So that's available for free download. People who saw it, the first question was, is that part of a book? No, it's part of celebrating history, just making it look a little bit nicer. I did it in an hour and it probably shows. So there we go. All right, getting into the news. I think it's very important to state that this is not confirmed news. This came in overnight. And let's just start with some.
Have a little pride and self-respect. Know when to get off the stage.
There won't be, you know, we're back tour. Mm-hmm. It's the end of that incarnation and the band playing live.
But on December the 2nd, New York City, Madison Square Garden, that will be the last time Kiss will ever be on stage anywhere. You have to have a little pride. You have to have a little pride. You have to have a little pride.
Pride is overrated, isn't it? Just like legacy. So last night, an email purporting, and I say that because it is not confirmed officially by Kiss or the business side of whatever, apparently came in and was shared online that Kiss is going to be storming Vegas November the 14th to 16th at the Virgin Hotels in Las Vegas. Now, I think if we go back to all the podcasts that we and others did in 2023, we all basically said that we would not be surprised if it was not the end of the road, and that we would see Kiss again on stage performing in Las Vegas, and that we were all going to go to the end of the road for those of us who went in person to New York City because of the moment of the end of that tour and seeing friends. But we all knew that the end does not mean the end. Lonnie, what do you feel about this email coming in overnight?
Well, I woke up this morning and you had texted the group screenshots of this, and I had it in my email then as well. And it's like, oh, I'm not surprised. And I don't think anybody is surprised, but I don't know. It's not for me. I can tell you that right now. It's not for me. I said my goodbye to him. I said my goodbye to him several times, actually. I think we all have. I think I said my goodbye to him 25 years ago. And I've said goodbye to him a couple times on the end of the road tour. And I'm almost at a loss because, you know, back to Julian saying, like, we have to have a little pride. You know, we just talked this up for five. They were on a farewell tour for 5 years and milked it for 5 years. And I know COVID was in there, blah, 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 blah. And they didn't tour for about a year, year and a half, whatever, of those 5 years. But we promoted it for 5 years. And now we're a year and it's going to be less than 2 years later. We're going to be back on stage. And the email does say no makeup. So I think that's the card we're going to play. Yeah. For me, it's right smack in the middle of football season. My life is upside down from Labor Day through hopefully the middle of February. So I can't commit to it. I'm not going to go.
No.
Julian, are you going to explain first what this email is before our comments, really? Because the listeners who are just listening and not seeing anything
Thank you, Ken. That really helps, because I forget that not everyone is watching this live. Not everyone watches sometimes. Yeah, not everyone watches. So Kiss Storms Vegas is a celebration of 50 years of the Kiss Army. It's going to be an ultimate fan experience, allegedly. And again, just continue to stress and belabor the point that this is not confirmed news. So it starts out that in celebration of the Kiss Army's 50th anniversary and the 30th anniversary of the first Kiss convention, nice tie in there, Storms Vegas will take place at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, November the 14th to 16th of this year. This exclusive Everything Kiss Paradise marks the first time Kiss has performed together since retiring from touring in December 2023. So we're walking back the never getting on stage or retiring from the stage completely. A full schedule of activities will be announced soon, but fans can expect special live performances from former Kiss members Bruce Kulick, along with other special guests, interactive activities, and exclusive experiences and more. It's being done through Vibe, which is a Live Nation property that packages up exclusive experiences. So... and I'm not reading now from the text here. So again, to me, it's basically a Kiss cruise meets Kiss convention on land rather mm-hmm. than at sea. So just continuing from this, Vibe is proud to offer official experience package for Kiss Army Storms Vegas. Packages include 3-night stay at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, an unmasked photo with Kiss, access to the Kiss Unmasked live show, Q&A sessions with members of Kiss, all Kiss content panels and activities. This is just totally cruise on land. Kiss Storms Vegas gift, a signed poster, photos with Kiss memorabilia, a collectible laminate, and lanyard. Oh, I'm just in it for the lanyard, man. What else?
Yeah.
Kiss Army VIP members will have exclusive VIP presale access starting March the 27th at 7 a.m. Pacific. Not a member or need to upgrade? Sign up now. Kiss Online. I'm a member, too. I signed up as well. So
I'm a member. I didn't even get the email. What the hell is that?
I got one yesterday. The Kiss Army presale begins at April the 2nd, and the websites are live. One's password protected still, so they have been registered. They exist. This background that I'm using today has been stolen from one of the websites. So, again, it's a Kiss cruise on land. Before I go to Daniel, I just want to stress that I'm on the fence about it because, again, I just don't know how the year is going to go in terms of economics. Mm-hmm. I hate Vegas with a passion. I don't like traveling much, and I do have travel in the near future. But I love the idea of a convention-type expo thing, especially with a forthcoming book that will hopefully be ready by that time. Ooh. That would allow me to bumper car onto their event and book my own venue in Vegas to do something separate, maybe a night before, so it doesn't conflict with any scheduling of events, like tossing salads with Vinny or making pizzas with Paul, or any of those sorts of interactive activities. So I think it's great from the same reason that I really enjoyed the final shows in New York City, and that is seeing friends, seeing fellow fans, not necessarily the electric communion, but a brotherhood of Kiss fans, the Kiss Army. So, Daniel, what's your take on it?
Yeah, from afar, it sounds pretty interesting and fun. I guess Kiss maybe saw those Kiss Cancer Goodbye things that have been taking place, and it seems like they were pretty successful. And they sure as hell seem to be fun with all those bands playing The Elder and Creatures and stuff like that. And so maybe that got Kiss to thinking that this is something we can cash in on. They did that the last time with the convention tour. They looked what the fans did, and then they took the convention name. Fans couldn't use it anymore. That's why we have Kiss Expos. And they had that tour. So maybe they were influenced by the fans. What I'm afraid of is that it will be completely insane prices, and they will price out a lot of the hardcore fans. And That's my main issue with a lot of the latest mm-hmm. stuff that KISS have been releasing. It's not really for the army. It's for a few. So yeah. I think that's kind of sad, because for me they were always sort of a blue collar band, so to speak. But to be perfectly honest, it was quite a while since they were that blue collar band. But however, it's a fun thing. Let's hope it's the start of KISS Expos exploding everywhere, and hopefully over here in Europe and in Scandinavia in the future here. So, and the show will probably be pretty similar to the one they did when they had that awful American football team, if you remember that team that they had for a while, and then they played a few shows just sitting around with acoustic guitars and played through 8-9 songs, something like that. That's my take on it.
I would actually prefer them to do a little like an acoustic set like they used to do at casinos, but Paul Stanley couldn't sing. It was he could barely rap or get through the talking sections of a show. Yeah, so that true. Really is that's the elephant in the room for me. We've all begged for Expos to return. And when I say we all, I'm speaking generally about the greater KISS community. People have missed the Expos. Look at the KISS Cancer Goodbye benefit that took place, I think, last month or the month prior. You know, and some of the things that happened there. That's the stuff that I now want to see. Having watched the Music from the Elder live performance from that event and the Creatures of the Night album performance from that, I would love to see that in Vegas, you know, done on a stage with a little bit more production value and actually be filmed, you know, properly. That would be absolutely fantastic. The Elder needs to be redone because that recording was a little off, as great as it was. And then you get into all the other elements of possibilities. Ken, you down for a trip to Vegas to make up for the lack of a trip to Roanoke Park?
Yeah. I think the price is going to be a little different, though. I was thinking, the convention back 30 years ago, whatever, which was $100, I believe. And everyone thought that was crazy back when I saw them on that convention tour. Which was cool. This is going to be a lot more, I'm sure. A lot more. Depending on the price. I mean, I want to go. I do want to go. But it's depending on the costs, you know, if it's just outrageous, you know, I may not be able to. The actual, I said, last year, whenever we had a show about, you know, they were retiring, nothing is coming up, and I said, I said that they could do some kind of unmasked thing, you know, performance, and it looks like that's what they're gonna do at this convention. It's like a cruise, KISS cruise on land, like you said. I'd like to go check it out, but it's all going to be dependent on the price, the end price of everything. If I can, you know, pull that off. It's not that far to go, at least travel-wise, at least this time. So it's a possibility I'll do it. And again, they said on their last thing, it says that the last... Was it the end of the road was the final tour? But this is not a tour. This is just some one-off.
Run split hairs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So they can say, I know, we told you. We told you it was no more touring. This is not a tour. So they're allowed to do that. But anyway.
They're not allowed to do shit.
Wow. Well, anyway.
I'm getting so tired.
I'll let Mark go now.
Let's go, Mark. Go, Mark. Go.
Just go.
This is just bullshit. You know, this is more KISS bullshit all over again with this. I don't know why Ken always defends these fucking guys with this.
I don't always defend them.
Yeah, you do. You're all the time.
They
did say that and this. Like, come on, give me a break. These guys don't know whether they're coming or going. to be honest with you. First, they say, we're so glad it's all done. We spent 50 years touring. Now this and that. And all of a sudden now, boom, we're back again, baby. You know, one of my friends this morning when I was talking to them, they were asking me what I was doing. I was getting ready to do the podcast. And he says, what are you guys going to be talking about? I go, well, there's a bunch of stuff and there's an announcement that they're going to go to Vegas. And the first thing that my friend said was, he goes, don't tell me they're out of money again. I go, and that was like their first initial reaction that they're doing it because they're broke, right? Which is not the case, I'm pretty sure, because, you know, obviously they're not that stupid with their money, especially Gene. I got to give that to him. He's a smart man with money. But again, why do this if you're going to be only attracting a select amount of people doing this? Because one thing that everybody here on the panel has said, is, and I agree with 100%, is this is going to be down to money. And really, how many people really can afford to pay the kind of money that they're going to be asking for this stuff? You know, I mean, and Julian said that he liked that whole elder thing and Creatures of the Night thing that was done. And I watched those and they were fantastic. They were very well performed. And I thought that they were excellent, those things. But let's face it, people are not going to want to pay money to see those guys play that. They want to see Kiss play that. And the problem with Kiss playing that is that Paul can't sing worth a horse shit anymore. So of course they're not going to be able to do that anymore. So you know what I mean? Like, what are we paying the money for? To see a badly performed concert by Kiss? Or are we going to want to see a cover badly. Band perform this stuff? You know, I mean, this is, look, call it a night. You know, I have a great idea. You know, I think that doing the convention part is great because I admit I miss the conventions. I love going to those all the time. Okay. And that part of it, I think, is a good idea. But them performing, why? Why? You already said 100 times that you don't want to do it anymore. Okay, sure, great. You don't have to wear makeup now and you don't have to do it in the makeup and stuff like that. But, you know, look, Gene went out and wanted to do a solo tour. That got canceled. Who knows why? But it could be speculation, too, that, you know, maybe the ticket sales weren't there for this stuff, you know? Because, you know, the Kiss and makeup is a different thing than Kiss without makeup. Let's just face it. It's a totally different thing, you know? Maybe people won't be as interested in that, you know? But, again, the money that they're asking for this stuff is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, it's going to be priced out of our range. And even though we don't know yet 100% what it's going to be price-wise, you know it's not going to be cheap. Whenever did Kiss do something when people said, wow, I can't believe how affordable this Kiss thing is to go and see, you know? I've never, ever heard anybody say that. So I'm just kind of getting fed up with it. And with that, I'll just say I love Kiss still. I have all my Kiss stuff, all my Kiss records. And this is going to have nothing to do with my fandom of Kiss, but I just get annoyed with this stuff because, look, go out to, you know, with some dignity here, you know? So one thing I've always loved about Rush is that when they said they were done, they're done, and they're not doing anything else, and they're not coming back. So come on, man. You've already done this a few times. Just give it a rest. You can do so many other great things Kiss-related without having to play.
You know, I agree with Mark 100% of what he's saying in that it's going to be expensive. And I said last week, we were talking about the Off the Soundboard with the $100 record and, you know, you have to buy the t-shirt and that. At this point, I feel, and I think most of the Kiss Army is probably going to feel the same way, that Kiss only cares about the 1% of their fans. They care about the rich fans that are going to drop the high dollars on these high dollar items, whether it's a $50,000 Strutter Gold record, whether it's the $100 triple vinyl color, where we're not going to give the lower option for the CD. We're not going to give you the $15 option for the CD. And we're going to have this big event in Vegas. I feel like they are shunning, and I said this last week, the blue collar Midwest type of fan who really built Kiss up to become what they are. And they only care about the 1% fan who is going to drop high dollar so they can get a nice cash grab.
To be perfectly honest, they don't even care about them, but they care about their money.
Correct. They really don't care about them. You're absolutely right, Daniel. But hey, well, if we do this one event, it's not going to take a whole lot of effort. We can go to Vegas. We can do this, and it's a nice little payday for at least the two of us.
I think they're addicted to money or the transaction.
Well, yeah.
The economy is not in great shape.
No.
Regardless of what the press says and tries to reinforce. In the States anyway, I think that comes into it that the cost of living is very high at the moment, affecting the blue collar KISS fan and everyone who's sensible. Whether you're wealthy, whether you're not wealthy, whether you're comfortable, whether you're not, the cost of living is a large part of your expenditure on a monthly basis. So that isn't seemingly getting any better anytime soon. And then you add into the mix tariffs and some of the things that are going on politically that are going to impact costs further, are impacting travel. But I think bigger picture than that is that this isn't just a money grab. I think this is the start of a setup for the Pop House era. A passing of the baton to the future of KISS and KISS fan events outside of the necessary, you know, construct of where they'll need to go in the future. In the future, the avatars can't be everything. You're not going to do a meet and greet with an avatar. Well, maybe you will, actually. Maybe we'll be able to get that fucking virtual photo with the avatar.
They'll make avatars of the fans.
Well, yeah, and who knows? Maybe you can walk into a scanner quickly and have yourself turned into a, you know, just like those things that turn you into a Simpson online and have your virtual photo with the avatars down the road. But I think there has to be a transition. We've screamed about the absence of expos. Mark, when's the last time you were in America? Was it for Rockin' Pod?
Yeah.
And Rockin' Pod's about to happen again, by the way, so do check out rockinpod.com for more information on the great guests that they have lined up in Nashville this year. So they have to be thinking about a sort of event where they can do interactive events to see the progress of the avatar, say. And again, we have no idea what's coming, what's planned, who's behind all of it, and all the aspects that we're spitballing and just going off an email that may or may not be real for KISS fans.
You know, Lonnie was talking about, you know, the costs and stuff too. And it's probably going to be expensive. And you got to think about these fans. You know, they already announced there's going to be a couple of box sets. Well, it's out there known kind of. They didn't announce it. But you got to start thinking how much of these box sets are going to cost too.
What box
are you going to really be able to? What do I want the box set or do I want to travel?
Has anything been announced?
What box sets?
No, but we think exactly there's going to be box sets. Yeah, but it's pretty much out there. So I don't know. It's going to be tough. I think there's going to be sticker shock. You know, it sounds like, oh, yes, great. I'd be glad to go. And then once you see the cost, once you see that, oh, whoa, he's like, okay, that'll change your decision really quick. Yeah, again, like I said, I'd like to go, but I have a feeling it's going to be just worth it in the sense that, you know, I can afford to put that money towards them instead of something else where I really need it for something.
But, you know, is it really going
to live?
It's going to be really sticker shock. I mean, at this point, we should be expecting. I mean, you're talking about.
Well, I know.
Where you have one member who's going to charge you $12,500 to be his roadie. Like, come on. Like, I mean,
got a lot of headlines at least.
Sticker shock? I mean, that should be no shock anymore.
I think Mark hit the nail on the head when he said, what can we expect? A subpar performance. I think that's the biggest issue I have. Paying more for less, sort of, you know? At least on the final tour, you got the great show and everything. Now see a couple of old guys sitting on bar stools and strumming their guitars. They are exactly doing what they always say they wouldn't be doing. Well, when we came along, everyone was just sitting in ugly clothes and strumming their guitars and looking like the audience owed them something. Yeah, guys, you're becoming that band.
Yeah, they were that band in December 2023, when we're perfectly honest about it. That was a subpar performance. That was just by numbers. Regardless of the moment, you know, there was no emotional investment in that. But I think if KISS storms Vegas, you can then have KISS storm Stockholm. Mm-hmm. You can then have KISS storms Tokyo. You can have these sorts of events taking official KISS conventions under the guise of both. Well, KISS is now Pop House. KISS is Pop House. So whatever that entails. So I think Kiss/Pophouse have to start thinking about? How do we still leverage that fan base and keep them engaged while we make our efforts to transition over to a new fan base? A new fan base is going to be a younger fan base than us. It's going to be one that is more interested in the avatars than the old guard of the old Kiss army. We're expendable and we're dropping like flies when it comes to, a commercial exploitable asset. We've been wrung dry to a certain extent. So they need to be looking towards the future and how to position the avatars, which, I mean, come on, why was there meetings in Vegas? You know, and while I'm not covered by an NDA, thank God, there are reasons around all of this. You know, I'm not against this as a concept. I'm against the idea that Lonnie has raised about it, the exclusivity for the wealthy and well-to-do, the putting of fans on different levels. The Kiss Army doesn't have ranks other than Bill Starkey, the founder, and the members of Kiss. Fans are fans. We're all a bunch of dog soldiers, foot soldiers in the Kiss Army.
Don't tell some Kiss fans that. Some Kiss fans think they're better than you.
Oh, I know they want to go around waving their fucking all access passes, but a lot of them didn't get their, you know.
All Kiss fans are equal, but some Kiss fans are more equal than others.
It's Animal Farm.
For this unmasked performance, are they going to do the same song set list that they did on their last show? Are they going to use the same vocal smoothing stuff that they already have recorded?
Or they're going to have to record something new they've never played before? Do you think they're going to bust out something they've never played before, Ken? Of course they're going to play the same old crap.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh, maybe they'll. I don't know what they're going to do, but anyway.
You guys are disappointing. You know, and a great point from McMurphy here is, remember Kiss's last Vegas residency? Yeah, that got canceled. Yeah. Do you know how sick I am of things getting canceled? How many times has Gene canceled on us, Ken? We're up to two.
Twice, and Kiss canceled on me once way back in
I'm looking at the Virgin
Lost Cities Hotel tour.
Yeah, I'm looking at the hotel where they're doing this today for prices of rooms and what sort of things are offered there in that time period. And they start at $306 per night. So how much is it going to be when Live Nation's Vibe, pads it all with the profit that they need to make?
Probably $5,000. Probably going to be $5,000 for just to attend the damn thing.
It's $48 a night.
Without the hotel.
Yeah, you're talking about the Gene Simmons tour. That's a thing that really bums me out. I would have loved to see you guys at those shows and, getting some first-hand reports from those shows, because I sure as hell had a great time last year when I was to his European shows. Not so much the performance, but everything around it, you know. And it was at a good price, affordable. So you got the blue-collar fans attending those shows, and you had all the Kiss Army Sweden guys were there. And so you're really missing out on something when it canceled that tour, I think.
What sucks is this is a West Coast expo. You know, and the show in Roanoke Park that we were looking forward to, and I know we have friends, Rick, who's looking forward to the one in Washington. Again, these are shows that are opportunities to gather that local contingent of the Kiss Army. They only come out in mass for these events, which are so few and far and in between in so many markets nowadays, that again is the biggest disappointment, that I wasn't going to get to see Gary Schaller, get to see some of the other friends who come out only for these events, because it's special. Now you have an opportunity, perhaps with Vegas, but $48 a night resort fee at that hotel, it's going to be very, very expensive. And you know what? If I think Andrew said it's going to basically be the acoustic Sail Away show. I don't think we know what it's going to be, but I really enjoyed the acoustic Sail Away show on Kiss Cruise 8. That was really fun, but I'm really worried about the sound of Mr. Stanley and maybe his voice.
Yeah,
is
that's
resting,
the
but
yeah,
that's the elephant in the room. Yeah, you know, one thing too. There's there. It's promoted as the 50th anniversary of the KISS Army. Well, why isn't it in Indiana then? Why not do it in Terre Haute or in Indianapolis?
Cadillac, Michigan.
A birthplace of the KISS Army. Mm-hmm. How about that? I think that would be much cooler. Well, for me, obviously, because it'd be 4 hours away, it'd be very doable for me, selfishly, I guess. But also, then if it's in Indiana, the birthplace of the KISS Army, celebrating the 50 years of the KISS Army, well, then maybe it's a little more reasonable for your average KISS Army member instead of making the pilgrimage to Vegas up to. I think that's a miss by not doing it in the birthplace of the KISS Army.
Lonnie, it's closer to their homes and not our homes.
But hang on.
Well, I care about their travel expenses.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're trying to cut costs,
But here's the thing.
They're feeling it too.
They're talking about the next generation of KISS fans. Okay, so how do you do that? You bring the young kids with you, like how they did at certain periods. You would see people bringing their kids along to the concerts and stuff like that. But if you're going to price out a person, a single person who can't afford to go to a show, how are you going to expect them to bring family members along to these things if it's going to be that friggin' expensive? I think this is what they're not seeing the big picture of that. If you want the next generation of fans, you got to start bringing them to these events, and nobody's going to bring their kids in that if it's going to cost fucking $6,000 to $7,000, $8,000. No one's going to do that.
All right, hold that thought for 1 minute. Hey, you're still here, watching or listening. Why don't you hit that subscribe button or mash down on that like button? And if you want even more content on YouTube, why don't you hit the join button? Thank you for your support. Ah, no explosions on that one.
I'm still here.
Yeah. Any last thoughts on that before we move into something else? I'd say wait and see. Wait and see what's on offer. Wait and see. And again, it goes back to the root of it. I miss people. Most of them. Not all. Most of them. There are some KISS fans who I would love to see have an excuse to come in to Vegas to get together, who I haven't seen, since the cruise or, some of the other fan events. It's been a long time since the last Indie Expo, but the last Indie Expo I went to was hell. Lines. That's what it was queuing for photos and, running. Plus I was working. So let me finish. I'm not done monologuing.
Well, I'm worried about you monologuing. Okay.
And obviously in Indy, I got to Q&A host some sessions, which was really fun. So that side of things with some of the special guests could be cool. Ken, go.
I forgot now.
Well, I think you could achieve those things without having KISS playing and without the prices being so high. I don't know what's happened over there in America, if it's very expensive to arrange these sort of expos or something. But I remember in the 90s over here when Peter Criss and Ace Frehley did those European tours with expos. That was really cool. I don't know why they can't do that anymore with Bruce and Eric and stuff like that. But I guess it's too expensive somehow, so they won't make money doing it. But that's what I would like to be attending, a classic KISS expo without KISS playing, just the fans and maybe a member from KISS and those kind of performances that we saw on KISS Cancer Goodbye. I think that's enough. And it'll serve as a way of for KISS fans to get together and reacquaint with each other.
Yeah,
I think KISS Cancer Goodbye is the model. That's the model for what's happening and going forward, because they've really shifted the dynamic of what happens at these. Lonnie.
Yeah, I agree with Daniel. That's all I need. Mm-hmm. Julian talked about the people and mm-hmm. I'd love to see some other members of the KISS Army that I've made friends with over the years and, have a drink with them after the expo and just BS with them. Have some dealers there, have a tribute band and just celebrate the band's existence. I don't need Gene and Paul on stage strumming their guitars. To steal what Daniel said. I just celebrate the band for what it was. I don't need that too. I really don't.
Yeah.
Well, all of Gene's shit's in Vegas, so they could put on a pretty good museum exhibit like they did in the conventions in 95. You know, there is no shortage of that. But I think, who was it that mentioned families? Because Vegas for kids, I don't know how that is. Yeah. So you would think Florida would be perfect because you got Disney, or whichever one that is, and SeaWorld, et cetera. And then Southern California, you've got all the other things for which are great for kids. So, you know, Vegas itself, I don't know how that brings in the younger, unless they're looking at the kids who are now in their early 20s going to Sin City. All right. Any final thoughts from anyone before we move on?
I just think a tour featuring Gene, an expo tour featuring Gene Simmons, could attract some people. I think that would be a good route to go, and try to not have that high prices, of course. But he hasn't done one of those tours, and I don't know why he didn't do the way he canceled the tour, but it's way easier to do an expo tour for him. He can just do it almost like the vault thing he did, the Silly Safe thing he did that back in the day. I'd like to see that, and then you don't have to be afraid that Paul Stanley will come up and croak and sound like, you know, whatever it sounds like these days. So just have Gene do that sort of an expo tour and have some dealers and a cover band. That would be awesome.
That would actually be the perfect situation. Gene Simmons solo band, Bruce Kulick solo band.
Yeah.
Presentation of The Elder live, a presentation of Creatures live. That's four shows. That's one more than you'd get on a Kiss cruise from, you know, the Kiss-specific stuff. And if they did them in different venues, I don't know. There's so many options just around that. You can have Paul Stanley doing what Paul Stanley wants to do as well. The events that he did on cruises, actually, for those who were really there, got good feedback. They may have been mocked by the people in their armchairs from their living rooms or basements, but the people who were there had good things to say about it. Even people who were just in the room watching, I had very positive feedback. So Paul Stanley doesn't necessarily need to sing, but I also don't know what Paul Stanley sounds like when he sings today. Again, I have concerns because I heard enough live shows that I was at where I heard issues, and I just don't want to see the man put himself out there and be on the receiving end of criticism about something that he has no control over whatsoever other than stepping foot on that stage and stepping up to the microphone. Because once he's committed to do that, he is responsible for everything that then follows. I also don't want backing tracks ever again to enter the conversation. And Gene's comments on that again.
Well, one last thing. On the email that went out, you and Lonnie got it, right?
No, I didn't get the email. This was posted online, and that's why I've said this is very much unconfirmed.
Okay. We don't know who
maybe
is.
Maybe I saw it somewhere else. Okay.
Who's sponsoring it? It's not like a pop house thing.
It's Vibe, which is the Live Nation property.
Oh,
is
Live Nation. So okay.
Yeah, so it's all Live Nation.
Okay.
No, I got the dress that killed me out this morning. I was mistaken.
They're a monopoly, so they own everything, including the venues. All right, so Lonnie provided the perfect segue, not to our next sponsor, but to our next topic, which is, of course, the Kiss Audio Tour is live. I'm just going to talk because I've listened to it twice this morning. Okay. And first of all, I want to say kudos to the team that put that together. It actually exceeded my expectations about it. And as someone who does Kiss song stories and little audio vignettes for consumption, I think I'm well suited to give it a grade, and it's grade A. It has great pacing, it has great production quality, it has Russell, I didn't know could speak like that, so Russell did a great job with the narration. It's broadly focused, though. It doesn't go into that sort of minutia that is going to leave people yawning and then become a 10-hour production. For a 1-hour production, it's extremely good. It covers a lot of ground in a lot of ways. The use of the audio clips by Bob Gruen, Paul Stanley, and Gene Simmons perfectly fit into what they're doing. There are some issues. And again, it comes back to fact-checking. And they slip in. They've slipped into my last few ones. I would have to go back and make corrections to Burning Up a Fever, Rock and Roll All Night, Come On and Love Me, for my recent song stories with stuff I didn't know at the time that I've since learned. So it happens to everyone, and I'm not throwing any stones in any glass houses here about that. I just do want to state that Peter Criss did work during the club era. They were talking about how Gene had a job, Ace delivered liquor, and Paul, and they say specifically that Lydia worked and Peter didn't. Peter Criss played 100 shows in 1973. He was a working musician. That is a job. That is what Kiss were aspiring to do. Mm-hmm. So he did work, but not delivering liquor or driving a cab.
Right.
There's one little issue that we can nitpick over Carrie versus Christine for the inspiration to Drive Me Wild. Christine didn't exist as a Stephen King book until 1983.
Right.
Carrie came out in 74. Gene has spoken about his inspiration for that elsewhere. Kiss was never a bar band either, for that matter. They played like 25 shows in 1973 in clubs, but that's minor. It is a really good listen. I recommend it to you. I say after this show goes, if you have not already listened to it, you don't have to be in New York City to go and listen to it. Go and listen to it. You're going to hear all about the history of that time. And I'm not going to go back to the rest of my list of nitpicks because, you know, it was too fun. What did I get out of it? I got out of it satisfaction and entertainment. I'm like pumping my fist, you know, this is Kiss Dressed to Kill. Let's celebrate this. And they should have had this up before today. They should have been celebrating it on the day that the album was purportedly released. Yeah. All right. Other thoughts, you guys?
Well, I'm going to say this. I haven't watched it yet, but this is one of those things that I'm excited to go and check out. I got to say overall in general that these last couple of weeks, I've been more excited about Kiss stuff than I have been in a while because, and I have to say thank you to people like Julian who have been doing all these extra bits that have been coming out, these song stories, these extra audio things that we're hearing, these never before heard, you know, concerts that you're putting up and stuff like that. This is the kind of thing that is reigniting a part of my fandom that's being sorely missing for a little while. This sort of excitement to hear something like this. The tour that you just mentioned now, the audio tour for this walking thing, it's going to be great. I mean, those are the kind of things that I'm going to really enjoy, you know. And I think if we have these kind of things, you know, coming, maybe not always like every week something. Obviously, there's got to be some, you know, time to make these things as well, right? But, you know, as long as there's stuff like that in the future coming, I'm going to be a happy man because these kind of things are the kind of things I enjoy about Kiss history, the minutia and stuff like that, and where stuff came from, and you know how it happened, and so on and so forth. I think this is great, and I again say that, you know, if you should check out these things, and you know, check out these song things that Julian's putting up, and all these extra bits that he's doing. It's fantastic stuff, and you learn something new about Kiss every time you listen to it.
I think the great thing about this thing in particular is that it's the first time in a very long time that an official product or official release isn't coming from a suit and tie point of view, you know, making more colored vinyl that you sell to fans like Ken and Lonnie. And
we didn't. I didn't buy it.
I didn't did either. Buy them.
You didn't. Okay, so finally, you come to your senses. Okay, but no, just kidding. But I think this seems to come from a fan point of view. This release, and that's the first time in a very long time that has happened. So I think this is some little clue to what's going to happen with Pop House and their collaboration with the fans. So I think that's a great thing. I haven't listened to it yet. It remains to be seen if it's any good. But I'll take Julian's word for it.
It is. If you like the you know what Talvis does at his lectures? Have you heard?
Yeah.
Have you heard the Let Me Know podcast and some of the Podden stuff that they've done documentary wise?
Oh yeah.
It's as good. It's better in some ways because it's official and it's got access to ask Gene and Paul. Questions. Paul is an incredible interview. Paul is so thoughtful in his answers, and he's got some very good ones, you know, and conflating some stuff that I pick up on, that's irrelevant to the overall thing of what they're doing. They're making an effort and they're celebrating. Ken, have you checked out any of it yet?
Yeah, I started to actually right before coming on here. I finally got around to it, and So far, so good. I got to part two, second segment. And yeah, it was really well done so far. Everything is cool. I'm enjoying the audio and the other little, like, there's a pop out so you can click on. For instance, like the Cream cartoon, you know, the cartoon and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, finishing it. But so far, it's very, you know, it's entertaining, high quality production.
Yeah, the audience are split into the following sections. Mark, I'll get to you right after I monologue another minute. Okay. The introduction, southwest corner of West 23rd and 8th, 23rd and 8th subway station, the loft. And just to bump a car off that, we've got a great section on the loft in the Ace book.
Okay.
One of the deepest looks or reads you'll ever have into the loft and rehearsals. Madison Square Park, which is across the street from the loft. 14th Street Subway Station, that's another photo session. Academy of Music, needs no introduction. Great stories there. Electric Lady Studios and SIR Beacon. So very nicely split up, and that last one is a bonus section. Mark.
Yeah, so just really quickly, where, just for people who don't know, where exactly do you find this? Like, where is the where do you go to find this?
Kiss Online. Whole,
KissOnline.com.
KissOnline.com. Okay, and also that what Josh mentioned, I think, is important to mention to Andrew Scimbati. They're really fantastic video as well to celebrate Dress to Kill. He put up some things there as well that's really well done.
The one thing I want to say is that on that site, the kissonline.com, it's not so easy. It's not like the first thing you see. You think it would be right there, but there is the audio tour. You have to click on that, and then you have to click. You have to scroll all the way down to the bottom to find this one little button that says listen or whatever. So I think that should be a little bit more forefront on the page. Instead of having to do that, because some people aren't going to know it's down there. I just think that's something in their design that they could fix, and those kind of things that are more prominent, newsworthy, should be up front and really out there in your face. That's just my opinion.
There's a lot to fix on the website. It's very early days in terms of rolling out a new design. They've got the basic new design out there. All those animations, for me, have to go because I don't want to sit through animations like every time I go to the site. Now, obviously, I am going to the site more frequently than I have in recent years because now there's a reason to. Menus don't scroll properly, especially in the store, so you can't go down and select everything. But it's early days. They're going to, I don't doubt they're going to get all of those sorts of issues addressed as they go forward. But moving on to a different topic that ties in with that is one of the threads on the FAQ this week was, is this a poor start for Pop House? So what are your guys' thoughts on, you know, these are the first concrete steps of a new era for KISS. Is this well, I won't even finish that. Daniel?
In my opinion, I think the greatest news is that they are actually listening to the fans. If you if you're going to watch that thing that they've released about the audio tour, at the end of the page, you can see that they thank you, a few well-known KISS fans that have contributed to this thing. So I think that's the biggest and best news, that they actually listen to the fans, because KISS sure as hell hasn't been doing that a whole lot the last decade. So I think that's the greatest news. The whole Avatar thing, I'm not sure what will happen with that one. It might be a big clusterfuck, or it might be magic. We don't know that, but I think by listening to the fans, they will make a good foundation going forward.
Don't say the trigger word, Daniel.
Right.
No, there'll be no magic. Oh, God, I said magic, too. Oh, it's turning into a Monty Python skin. Ken,
don't what do you think about
Pop House? Are they off to a good start or a bad start? And don't forget that nothing before 2025 counts.
I don't know still. Yeah, the jury's out on it for me. I understand this, the website change, and that's a start. The Strutter single.
That was not the hot pile.
I know it was but they approved. They had to approve the release of it.
The deal was already made.
That was delayed.
It was already done? Okay. It was just a delay.
That was just throwing out something that had been delayed.
Well, they
should have melted down the gold.
Nothing happened on the Dress to Kill, really. I mean, it's happening now, but on the anniversary date, that's a miss for me. And if they are going to release possibly a box set, they could have announced it, even if it's not available or they don't have the final details of what's in it. They could announce it's coming and to be on the lookout, you know, in the future for, you know, that kind of thing.
You do realize that KISS fans would complain about not having the details of what is in the box.
People are going to complain.
They would complain and say, why are you announcing this when you don't know what's in it and you don't know when it's coming out?
Yeah, there's two sides of it, right? You can't win, I guess. So for me, I don't know. The jury's out. I haven't seen anything product-wise from them yet. Yeah, I understand that they're talking to KISS fans. Are they talking to all the right KISS fans? I don't know.
They're talking to KISS fans.
There is
no right KISS fan or no.
I don't know. Yeah, is it right KISS fan or all the same?
You have to KISS be pretty egotistical to think you're the only KISS fan with an opinion that matters.
I think that's true.
They've at least started.
They started. I think it's good that they're talking to KISS fans. Hopefully, they're a wide spectrum of different ideas coming from these KISS fans. That they're not all the same down the same, you know, idea kind of thing. You want a variety of great ideas regarding KISS. So that's all I'm saying with that. So I don't know. I'm waiting to see something come out.
Yeah, when you say variety, Ken, I think a good sign was that they picked KISS fans from all over the world for that meeting they had in Vegas.
Yeah.
At first, I was thinking maybe they only pick Americans or maybe Europeans or maybe, but you had a guy from Italy, a guy from Sweden, a guy from all over the place. I think that's the way to go to collect information from every strong area for KISS. Like certain countries in Europe and maybe South America and America certainly as well. So I think the variety of KISS fans that attended that meeting was good to see.
And Ken, don't worry, I'm sure that some of those guys who are involved are on the spectrum. Lonnie,
I think that so far from what I've seen. With $50,000 gold records and $100 colored vinyl without a CD option and this supposed event in Vegas, which is going to be costly, I think that we're off to a start of, I'm going to echo what I said earlier, of catering to the high dollar KISS fans. Mm-hmm. We're interested in getting cash grabs from KISS fans with a lot of disposable income, and we are ignoring the casual KISS fan. The casual KISS fan has nothing that would excite them. Just a casual KISS fan is just the uber KISS fan with a lot of disposable income is who we're targeting, and I don't think that's smart for longevity purposes. I think you're ignoring a good number of the KISS army and just the casual fan. I talk about my brother on the show quite a bit. I consider my brother more of a casual KISS fan. He's not interested in $100 colored vinyls. He's not interested in, he might be interested. Yeah, give me a CD of that. What? I can't buy a CD. Well, F that. Yeah. I'm not getting that. That's not worth my time. It's not worth, I have other, I have a girl in college. I have a girl that's getting married. I'm not buying $100 colored vinyl that I might listen to once or twice. So I feel like so far from what we've rolled out here, I feel like we're catering to high earners, and there's nothing wrong with being a high earner, but I don't think it's a good business mode of moving forward, just catering to those fans, I think you're going to alienate a lot of your casual fans and a lot of your blue collar fans.
Yeah, you guys have made a great point about the blue collar origins of the Kiss Army. And I think that that is something that is lost in entertainment across the board these days, as everyone seems to go for these high impact, low effort, packages.
Can I just say that Lonnie is spot on. And one of the reasons, instead of Lonnie and I spending money on the colored triple vinyl, we went out and bought something for, you know, less price, which is the new Alice Cooper repress of Love It to Death from vinyl.
$40.
And it's yeah. great. It is fantastic.
Pretty pricey, but yeah.
Compared to the Kiss stuff, it's pretty reasonable.
Well,
it's
it's fantastic.
The Rhino Hi-Fi, Kevin Gray, master. It sounds better, Mark, than the original that I had first pressing. So
don't even get me started on the Rhino Hi-Fis. I'll be here for an hour.
Yeah, just remember, not all sound better.
You can always enjoy the tears of Kiss fans for free. And you can't put a price on someone else's misery. Mark, Pop House, off to a good start.
Well, I totally agree and echo what Lonnie said. I mean, it's much of what I said earlier as well when I had my little blow up there. But again, with the Pop House thing, I think I'm going to also kind of go with what Ken said too. I mean, I'm not going to throw them under the bus yet because I think it's still early for what they've done so far, but they still haven't done anything that's overly impressed me, to be quite honest. I mean, just because they've got a bunch of people from across the world sitting in a table talking, that's great. But what comes of it, that'll be more the telling of it, in my opinion. You know, they're listening to their fans, that's great. But Kiss claims that they've done that before, too. So until I see something that I can, something substantial, then I think it's more reasonable to have an opinion then, because to say that they're doing a terrible job would be unfair. To say that they're doing a great job, I think, would be too early to say anything like that. So I'm kind of just waiting to see what they do.
Jury's out.
Yeah.
Well, there we are. I have a event I need to get to, so we're going to wrap up this show here. I do want to take the opportunity to thank everyone who's joined in the chat as always. Where the hell is my comment page? There we go. And while we were doing the show, I do want to give a shout out to Shuckton, who's joined the channel. Thank you very much for your support. I hope you enjoy the exclusive content available there. But that's it for this week. We're going to see what happens and what develops now. If you hadn't had a chance to check out the Beacon at Midnight special that I did, you can see it in video. You can see it in print if you prefer to read it while you're on the toilet. Kiss at the Roxy 1975, which is a new remaster from my master cassette of that show. It's the first, you know, warm up for the Dress to Kill tour. Check that out. That I don't want to thank everyone who joined the live stream for that. There's a live stream coming up on Monday as well. Not from 1975. This one is from March the 24th, 1976. Another show from one of the master tapes that I own. Brand new EQ of Philadelphia 1976. So tail end of the live tour. And then I've got Asbury Park 75, Tulsa 75, and who knows? I'm sticking generally to the ones that I own the master tapes of, because I'm able to do the very best EQ for them, rather than doing other bootlegs. And anyone who listened to the Beacon the other day, that's a rough listen, but it's a historic moment. So do check out all the content. Video creators have been busy putting up videos celebrating a live Dress to Kill era. It's all one part of era. We're all part of the same Kiss Army. Check out what you like. There's going to be a lot of podcasts going off. Joe Polo, no doubt, will Podcast Rock City will be doing their live thing. I haven't checked their schedule to see if they're doing this week. Kiss Room will probably have something coming up. Three sides of the coin will be, of course, annoying a whole lot of you, no doubt, in many different ways, maybe just by existing. But again, we're all podcasts. We all talk about KISS. So whatever you like, do go out and support the podcast of your choice. I know we certainly appreciate your ears. That's it. I'm shutting up. So from Lonnie, Daniel, Ken, Mark, and myself, thanks for joining us, and we will see you next time. Thank you for spending time listening to the KISS FAQ podcast today. All sales are final. There are no refunds. If you'd like, look us up on Facebook or come over to the KISS FAQ message board and discuss the topic we've broadcast today. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes, Spreaker, or wherever you've listened to the show. We hope you'll join us again.